Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
This afternoon, intervals of clouds and sun. It'll be humid. The high today at 88. Partly cloudy, humid tonight. Shower and thunderstorm, low 70. Partly sunny, humid day tomorrow. The high tomorrow at 90. Clear and humid tomorrow evening, low 73. More clouds than sun. Humid day Saturday. Shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. The daytime high Saturday at 89. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 82 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM KWTO Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and Chris Griffith for you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056 for Open Line Thursday. Ask a question, make a comment about anything, because it is all related to your health. And health is what life is all about. Isn't much fun if you don't have it. It's a lot more fun if you have it. And there's certain habits that are really essential, like breathing. I'd like to do a study just looking at oxygen saturation in people wearing masks. What happens? How long does it take to get their oxygen down?
Well, actually, there's been enough studies already on that. It drops the oxygenation level less than 19-point-something percentage when people do wear masks. It's been well shown on social media. But guess what? People still want to kill their brain cells one at a time, slow damage. Why not? Okay, yeah.
And Charlie, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. I'm a caregiver for my wife with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And the disease has progressed to the point that I'm really struggling to keep up with everything. And in order to reduce my prep time whenever I'm fixing food, whatever, I've started using a lot of frozen fruits and vegetables. And I just was wanting to know your thoughts on how good it is to use the frozen fruits and vegetables.
I think as far as I know, frozen vegetables and fruits are just as good as fresh. They're just as good as fresh, I think. Frozen's good.
I actually feel like frozen. This is Chris Griffith, Medical Intuitive. I feel like it's actually can be better, because the frozen ones are picked at the peak of perfect, and sometimes you get an out of season thing and it's not going to be ideal. Go for it. Frozen sounds great.
Okay. That helps my prep time. And I've got another question. Do you have any information or anything on external catheters for women?
External catheters for women. You're talking about urinary, just preventive, right?
Yes.
Okay. There are some, that would be in the pharmacy. Like, are you local in Springfield? Like Hankins or something of that nature? They have surgical supplies and things of that nature for people all kinds of supplies, really. I would check in with those folks.
Hankins, yes.
I'd heard of this one that's they said their website is Pure Wick at Home.
Mm-hmm. There's so many options now these days. It's a good place to be right now if you need something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know of any real problem with them.
Anything. Okay, let's put it this way: there is a pros and cons to everything. If you need it, you need it. That's just the short of it. Yeah.
The pros are if you need it, you got to have it.
And now there's also You know, some people prefer to use things like adult-made diapers and things of that nature because that's not invasive. It just depends on the situation. And if you're interested in the consultation, we're happy to evaluate. And especially Dr. Shealy, whose background is in neurosurgery. So I think that'd be a good candidate if she hasn't been seen already. Perhaps we can do a telephone consult, see how we can optimize.
You like. Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Charlie. Have a good one.
Yep.
862-9977-800-375-0056. As exciting as it is to get our lives back on track, and I hope yours are, and return to the way things were, we all understand the risks of possible infections, viruses, and bacteria, including COVID-19. The people behind HOCL Solutions have designed products to disinfect surfaces properly, and have also developed products for the cleaning of all skin to include your mouth, eyelids, and ears. As a surface disinfectant, HOCL Solutions is an EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectant that kills a lengthy list of viruses, bacteria, and germs, and can be used against the spread of emerging pathogens. As an FDA-cleared product, HOCL Solutions is safe to use on all intact skin, to include your eyelids, your mouth, and your ears. HOCL Solutions is alcohol-free, so it doesn't dry your skin. Contains no harsh chemicals or fumes. It's derived from naturally occurring minerals, simple to use, easy to use, and safe for all. Most importantly, HOCL is effective to be used against the spread of harmful viruses and pathogens. Buy yours today at www.hoclconnectors.com. CONNECTORS.com. Use the promo code DR10, that's the number 10, for a 10% discount and free shipping today. Mm-hmm. And right now, 862-9977-800-375-0056. And of course, don't forget, the simplest, most concentrated thing you can get for antioxidants, the most important part of your food, is Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate. 2 tablespoons is equal to the servings of almost 4 of any other vegetable or fruit. Tastes good, lowers your cholesterol, anti-inflammatory, lowers your blood pressure, smashingly good in the produce department at real grocery stores. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate, the top of the vegetable list. And, of course, it's a fruit. But they're the same as far as value is concerned. 862-9977-800-375-0056. And of course, any day is a possibly good day for having good acupuncture. Wellness Concepts Clinic with Dr. Jill is the acupuncture clinic I can recommend. 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, 877-1300. WellnessConceptsClinic.com. Chiropractors, nurses, massage therapists, but most of all, Dr. Jill, the acupuncture supremo. And, of course, everybody, all year, every day of the year, practically needs to have access to a good health food score. And the one that I use, and you should too, is Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there on Glidstone, next to FedEx office. 30% off on products, 2 or 3 lines of them all year. 30% off on books all year. They've got all my goodies. Dr. Shealy's Essentials, Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula, Dr. Shealy's Bliss Oils, Magnesium Lotion, thousands of other products, and, of course, the place where I shop, and you should too. Jesse, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin who has recently recovered from the COVID-19 virus. It's been about a month, and he's a pretty healthy guy in his 50s, but whatever reason, it hit him pretty hard. And he has a really bad cough, and they've given him some steroids and inhalers for it. I just wondered what you might have as a recommendation for that cough.
Oh, well, okay, Jesse, this is Dr. Sergey Sorin. Has it already been a month
since?
Hey, Jesse, hey, how are you? Yeah.
I'm loving life. I just got in the office to pick up my my Sheely multivitamins and essentials for our impending trip.
Oh, God bless you, man. Okay, so, and by the way, happy Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think if it's been more than a month, more than a couple of weeks, and the person is still coughing, this is a time to optimize the immune system. This is where I would recommend vitamin D3, 50,000, taken three times. So in other words, 150,000 for 3 days in a row. Otherwise, make sure that, and Jesse, we discussed our, you know, the regimen, Sheely Essentials, Youth Formula, Astaxanthine, but also, a few other things that we can talk about for the immune support. In terms of, could there be a benefit with an intravenous treatment of ozone, vitamin C? Now that the person is, well, if they're post-infection and it's just a post follow-up and it's not an acute infection, I should say, then I think what we can do is support the immune system with those kind of concepts, which is one of the best immune boosts that is possible. Vitamin C, high dose, but also high dose ozone with ultraviolet.
On Monday, I had a lady who came in who had severe chronic lung disease, emphysema, all kinds of lung disease. Her oxygen saturation was 86%.
Mm.
I gave her just nasal ozone, and it came up immediately within a few minutes to 98%.
And that's the easiest of the ozone procedures.
Yeah.
The blood ozone is definitely far more effective. So, given the situation normally, just to kind of keep precautions and everything else during acute COVID symptoms, during acute infection, the first couple of weeks, we definitely wouldn't recommend coming to any facility. There's all kinds of regulations and rules that govern doctor's offices. But if it's been over a month and the symptoms continue, immune system not optimized, that'd be a way to go, Chris.
Jesse, was your friend? Did he have to go on a ventilator?
No. No, did not have it. He was pretty sick for about a month, and that was about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And he actually lives in the Dallas area.
Huh.
So I didn't know if you guys knew anybody in the Dallas area that might do the ozone nasally or any other way.
Dr. Cowden's clinic.
Perhaps. Dr. Cowden is no longer in active practice for a moment.
But there's still a clinic there. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But
great.
If,
look up Dr. Lee Cowden,
LeeCowden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in charge of a clinic there just outside of Dallas for many years, and they still run.
Oh, okay. Maybe Dr. Sconyers. Is that the one?
S-C-O-N-Y-E-R-S.
Almost a
scumbling. S-C-O-N-Y-E-R-S.
That's it. That's it. And that's in...
Understood.
And that's a good doctor there in the area. Yeah.
Okay, great. I certainly appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jesse.
Absolutely, you too. Yeah. And speaking of the weekend, I do want to mention, this is not exactly a medical topic, but since we're talking about the July, and we recently had a 4th of July celebration, I was fortunate to be able to make it to the lake. Fireworks, beautiful company, beautiful people, beautiful spirit. And I just want to say, I just got this overwhelming feeling that... Well, with all the nonsense going on in the world, the spirit of America is still alive and well, at least where I was. And I hope that it's alive and well in our hearts and our minds, and that we keep in mind the liberties and freedoms, and freedoms to be healthy as well, but freedom of all sorts. And we don't forget that we actually have a document that goes back several centuries. It's called the Constitution, including Bill of Rights, and that we don't give up our rights without, don't give up our rights, period, because we have them at this point yet. So I don't want to start off on a political note, but I do want to say how important the 4th of July was for me and how significant it was, and I hope everyone had a great 4th of July.
It's been my favorite holiday for well over 80 years, I think, because of the fireworks. The best thing that ever came out of China, other than acupuncture,
is fireworks.
Is fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And 862-9977, 803-750-0056. Right now to ask your question or make your comment about anything, because it is all related to your health. Now I want to point out, I have been talking about this for 48 years. autogenic training. The single best way you can detach yourself from the fear epidemic that is going on right now in this country is to practice autogenic training every day of your life. All you got to do is sign up for my free email newsletter, Real Holistic Doc, realholisticdoc.com. Go to get my free email newsletter, get a free copy of Autogenic Focus, and practice it. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's better than all the psychiatrists and psychologists in the world. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Shelley, good afternoon. Shelley, y'all there?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, I am. Sorry about that. I went to speaker right then and missed you saying my name. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question. Just stuff I've read, it just confuses me on taking fish oils. So could you clear up some of that to me? I was taking them, and then I kind of get nervous to take them. They say that they, just like any other oil, oxidizes, causes inflammation, that they're dangerous. So am I just reading junk science, or is there some truth in that?
I really like omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I personally converted to emu oil capsules. They are just as good as the omega-3s are concerned, and you don't have to worry about mercury that you do with fish oil.
But there's actually a pretty good source, a really good source of vitamin E and other nutrients in the nitro, well, actually, cayenne, I should say, cayenne packaging.
Well, actually not of the omega-3s.
Not of the omega-3s.
They have the tocotrienols of vitamin E, but not omega-3s.
Right, right. So that'd be an extra supplement then, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please make sure to focus on omega-3, not 6 or 9, because you have plenty of those in your in every diet. Chris, go ahead, please.
True health comes in the balance between the two of them. I like to get a 1-to-1 ratio if possible.
Of the 3 and the 6 and the 9?
Well, the 3 and the 6. The 9 you don't have to worry about.
Nobody needs to add 9. You can get all the 9s you need.
Oh, yeah.
I would never take extra 9s. Yeah.
Okay. So, and is that the DHA and the E?
DHA, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've read stuff saying that it oxidizes like all oils. It's dangerous to take it. And it kind of got
Shelley,
me worried.
There's nothing you can read that you cannot read an opposite of.
That's true. That's what I called.
I question if some of those articles saying stuff like that is bad is from the people who profit from you not taking it.
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, and that's why I had always taken it. Had years ago, Dr. Nathan was in town. Neil Nathan had told me to take them, and then I started reading stuff, and I'm like, oh, I've taken them for years, and you don't know what to believe.
Neil was right. I'm with him.
Okay, I will stick with that. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Joyce, good afternoon.
Yes, Dr. Shealy. I'm calling for someone, not myself, somebody else, that has diabetes and also has hepatitis B. And the person would like to know, or I'd like to know as well, what can you take that can help out your liver? Because I know the hepatitis B really affects your liver.
Well, there are many approaches. At the top of my list, actually, is castor oil packs on the upper right abdomen. You soak a cloth in castor oil, put it over the entire, especially the right upper abdomen, put a heating pad on it for an hour every day for a week, and then once a week. In addition, the best supplement for the liver is milk thistle.
I did read about that, but milk thistle, you have to take a ton of it to help. Is that true or what?
No, 250 milligrams three times a day. That's not a ton.
250 milligrams?
Yeah.
3 times a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's one other thing that is particularly good, in my opinion, and that is MSM, methylsulfonylmethane.
Okay, MSM?
Yes, it's a powder. You can get it as a powder, and you want to take 3 grams a day.
Mm-hmm. We're actually going to start carrying that, aren't we?
I just had it ordered today. Because it's
already... Oh, really? Well, I'll wait till you get that in. I'll just get it from you guys.
Yeah, we'll have it by next week, I hope.
Yeah. Isn't that also in your youth formula?
It is in my youth formula, thank you. That's what I was about to say.
Although in a little smaller amount.
You get a gram out of my youth formula, which is also with vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Which would also be helpful.
Oh, yeah, that's good for the immune system, too.
Joyce, do you have the website of where to find this? It's realholisticdoc.com.
Real Holistic?
Doc, D-O-C.
Mm-hmm. R-E-A-L-H-O-L-S.
I-S-T-I-C.
Yes.
Yeah. I know how to spell a real holistic doc.
Yeah.
Like doctorsdoc.com.
Yep.
What's you got up, it.
Doc? And that gives you all the information to help out your liver?
Oh, it's got the website has a lot of information on many things.
It probably doesn't have a special thing on the liver, however. This would be for the immune system in general.
Yeah. But Joyce, if you think that there's something, if the person is interested in more comprehensive personalized consultation, we're happy to do so in the office, Dr. Sheely and or myself. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You guys are just great.
Thank you, Macaulay. Have a good one, Joyce.
Yes, you bet.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Right now, open line Thursday.
And Chris, you've been listening intently. I know you got much to say about the world.
Yeah.
What are some of the top of the things on your mind?
Well, as we were talking to the guy in Ozark, mm-hmm. I forgot his name.
Jesse. Yeah.
Jesse. I started questioning. I asked him if his friend had been on a ventilator, and the other question would be, is he taking the typical medications that they give them? I've started reading recently about some of the people that are being reinfected with the coronavirus. They're actually having complications from their medications, where their heart and lungs are kind of trash now. So if they have to go through it again, then they usually have a heart attack. So I was thinking more on that, wondering if he had those medications and if we should start working on building his heart and lungs.
Well, you could do it, but definitely have to wean him from that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in general, drugs in general, I don't know if any good drug out there. I mean, there may be a necessary drug, but I don't know about good.
Well, yeah. For long term, there is no such thing as a good drug. Craig, good afternoon. You're on the air.
All right. I'm calling about my daughter. She's 10, 90 real bad, especially around bedtime.
Craig, the connection, maybe...
Go a little slower.
A little slower, and maybe the volume on the radio, I'm not sure, something is it's a little difficult to hear. If you can start again, please.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, my name's Craig. I'm calling about my daughter. She's 10. She gets anxiety real bad, especially around bedtime. Mm-hmm. She gets it so bad she gets shaking uncontrollably.
Ah, anxiety, right?
13.
And right. I heard you, but I just want to hear this again because I have a point to make here. How old is she again?
10.
10 years old. You see, anxiety and stress, it's not just for adults, is it?
No.
And you're actually, this is a fortunate conversation because we specialize in anxiety, depression, and chronic illness. I'm very happy when we get kids because, especially with these conditions, because once they get a foundation of what is normal and how to self-regulate and control themselves, that sets the foundation for the rest of their lives. It's a little more difficult to work with adults, but it's still doable. We do that all the time. Now, there are certain basic supplements, autogenic training, but there's also an individualized approach to the kid, identifying what's really stressing them out, how they're responding, what's going on. And this is, in general, a good solution for when you come into the office, but we can make some general recommendations.
Okay.
Does she take a multivitamin?
Every once in a while,
at the top of our list is a excellent Child's multivitamin, and couple that with at least 5 milligrams of lithium orotate.
Lithium orotate.
Yes, it's over the counter. You don't need a prescription. If that does not make a difference within a week or 10 days, then I think she needs to be seen.
And Craig, there's frequently other cofactors in it. For example, anxiety usually goes with depression and stress and difficulty with managing, you know, handling environment and otherwise, in other words, not being in control of self. And it is, there's no reason not to be, let me put it in positive. Each of the human beings that I've come across has capacity to control and to be self-regulated, and that's what we would like to see in this world. So if she are interested in a non-drug approach to regaining health and regaining control over life and everything else, and I don't know what's more important than health, then please come on down. It's our pleasure to work with these things. Its number is 417-351-5221, but it's usually multifactorial: mind, body, spirit, physical, physiological, emotional, mental. You have to work on all levels.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, thanks, Greg. And
then I thank you guys. Have a good day.
Yep, you bet.
And we'll be right back after this break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Laclede County Health Department officials are reporting the county's first death from COVID-19. Officials say the person was considered healthy before contracting the disease. No other details are being released to protect the identity of the family. The Missouri Highway Patrol has issued an Amber Alert for two children from McDonald County. Investigators believe 4-year-old Samuel and 8-year-old Genesis Padron were taken by Hilda Menendez, a non-custodial parent. The three, along with Menendez's mother, Betty, are traveling in a red 2009 Ford Flex and may be headed to Mexico. And the 417 Tap House in downtown Springfield is closing temporarily after one of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. While it's closed, the bar will be deep cleaned and other employees will be tested. The owners say they expect the bar to be closed for at least a few days. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Hi, this is Trish with My Movers. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, let My Movers do the work for you. Give us a call for a free estimate, 882-6683. That's 882-6683. Or find our website at thepurplemovers.com. Now sit back, relax, and let My Movers be your movers. And turn up the radio.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Partly sunny, it'll be humid this afternoon, the high today at 88, clouds and humid tonight, a shower and a thunderstorm, low 70, partly sunny, humid day tomorrow, the high near 90, clear and humid tomorrow evening, low 73, more clouds than sun, it'll be humid Saturday, a shower or a thunderstorm for the afternoon, the high on Saturday near 89. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
It's 82 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and Chris Griffith with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here, too, at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Bob, good afternoon.
Is this the internationally acclaimed author, doctor, the man, and the gentleman, Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and your other gentleman, what's his name?
Chris Griffith, the medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Touching the lives of people all across the Midwest and around the world. We are so thankful to have you. This is your friend Bob Mundy, and I have two major questions for you. I'll make it quick. Number one, I have been ministering, besides entertaining veterans, in Branson and across America for 25 years. they are taking their lives by the dozens every week. And it's anxiety, it's panic attacks. They have given up. Is there a natural approach that you can get them started with?
The single greatest cure in the world is the Gamma PEMF device.
Fantastic. Let me help you get that message out.
It is
number two, the lies about the COVID-19. The two-part question, is the COVID-19, is it a virus or is it a bacteria?
I think the evidence suggests slightly more that it is a virus, but there's not a single fact that has been reported on this fake-ademic that is not disputed by someone.
And Bob, just a couple of thoughts. COVID-19 has been compared to a flu virus. They're both mRNA viruses. They both have an S spike. They got a lot of things in common, but it just happens to be the pandemic of the world, whereas the flu that has done so much damage is nothing of value to the media. But that's where I'm going to stop right there, unless you got any further questions.
It is. You can contain it or stop it with intravenous vitamin C or ozone. Is that a true statement?
Those things are highly effective for optimizing the immune system. And if you want to prevent, or if you want to, get your system in a place so that you'll get the virus and you'll be most likely asymptomatic if your immune system is in a good place, then that's a very good weekly or otherwise regimen.
But also, don't forget, at the top of the list is vitamin D3.
That's right.
Fantastic. One last quick thing, a bit of humor. I was standing in line at Cox Medical Center. I shouldn't have said that, but anyway, for 30 minutes in the sunshine, and it's almost like going into a maximum security penitentiary to get in, and I was hot, standing in at 100 degrees, and they said, "You're too warm. You're 100 degrees. And you know what? I went back to my car. I turned my air conditioner on, and I took an ice-cold sponge bath for 5 minutes, and the lowest temperature I got was 89.1.
Bob, there is something called common sense.
Our America is worth standing up, speaking up, and praying for. Thank you, brothers. Bye.
Thank you,
Amen.
Bob.
Amen.
And Raymond, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, first of all, let me apologize for asking questions that you've no doubt answered a dozen times, if at least, but I haven't been able to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
In a video interview Jeffrey Mishlove did with you back in March that I saw after I called a couple of months ago, you mentioned that there were three treatments or modalities or items on your website that, on average, will lengthen telomeres by 3.5% per year.
That is correct.
I noticed the telomere regeneration one and the Rejuvimatrix solar homeopathic mattress, but I couldn't find a third one.
The third one is the use of fire, earth, and crystal bliss.
Well, that's for the telomere regeneration system.
Well, that's right, but that's what it's all about. They all do the same thing. The Rejuvimatrix does the same thing. And
yes, and what's the third thing?
Using electricity to stimulate those same points.
But it's so much easier using the bliss oils.
It's a lot quicker to use the bliss oils than it is to use electricity.
Oh. So you're not really selling that third thing, the electricity.
That is correct.
That's something we can do in the office, but if you have the same effect with the bliss oils, you might as well.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. All right, my next question is, you also mentioned in that interview that you were working on a six-month clinical trial of 30 subjects.
Actually, we're working on 60 subjects, and that will be finished in October.
And how is it coming?
Well, it's coming fine, but we won't know the answer until October.
So stay tuned.
But if it works out the way the preliminary test did, presumably you'll be selling a kit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the key is, as with everything we do, we make sure that it has to be science-based and it has to be safe and effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're assuming that that's the case now, or you wouldn't be testing these people accordingly, right?
That is correct. We know this is safe. We know it. We hope it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, my third and last question is regards to gamma PEMF.
Yes.
I didn't have time to check the, remind myself, I should say, of the lowest two frequencies. One is the 0 to 40 hertz, and the next one is the next one up. Is that theta?
Well, no, actually, from a little over zero to three is actually delta. That is relaxation. Theta is next.
Wouldn't that also facilitate healing? Like crazy?
Yes.
Well, all of the frequencies can help healing, although alpha, theta, delta, and gamma are the best for healing.
And I'll just real quick here. When you really there's sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. One is relaxation.
Right.
The other is stress. And in order to achieve healing, you have to be relaxed and at rest.
Exactly.
So the answer is yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I thought. So what I was wondering was why you're selling a PEMF device that focuses primarily on gamma waves.
Because what 90% of people with every known disease are deficient in gamma. Gamma is the most healing frequency for the brain and the body.
Now, but I do want to jump in, and you are very, I love the fact that you're catching all those details, you know, not mm-hmm. little details, but details. But the device has three modes. One is gamma.
Yes, I noticed.
Yeah. Basically, depending on what the effect that you'd like, but if you put it on a general mode, the scan mode, it will achieve pretty mm-hmm. much all of the above effects.
Yeah. It sweeps the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And then applies the frequency that's appropriate or combination of them?
No, it every 10 minutes it goes from 5.6, 5.83 to 56.81. That sweep every 10 minutes mm-hmm. is excellent for healing.
And it does create the effects that we talked about. It does create delta in the brain, which is another process, and it does create gamma. So but you can also focus on gamma itself, and you can focus on delta itself. So that's why we like that device.
Okay. The only concern I have is that I'm sneaking up on 78, and I'm in pretty seriously bad condition. I'm seeing evidence that my telomeres are shortening rapidly lately. So I'm thinking that. I'm wondering how that sort of should be used in conjunction with a telomere lengthening procedure of some kind.
I think the best thing is if you want to come in or telephone call, telephone consultation, we can go over your specific health history. But there is the telomere rejuvenation package is certainly something that to be discussed, general lifestyle, as well as the use of other modalities such as PEMF, because it all contributes. But I think an in-person discussion here would be a lot more specific for your questions. And you're asking really good questions here. Thank you.
Okay, well, I've just exhausted them, so thank you very much for your time and help.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet.
Roman. Happy,
you got it.
Happy
yeah.
to have you. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Christina, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. I know you probably don't remember me, but I was in one of the courses that Morris did.
Oh, great.
About the past life regression.
Yes, absolutely.
Years ago, and I had driven over from California. Anyway, I'm in Oregon now, but I have a health question. A few months ago, I was, actually a few weeks ago, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and I was wondering what I can do for my thyroid.
Well, the greatest thing I know for quieting that down would be several things. First of all, you eat a huge amount of broccoli. I would overdose on broccoli. It has some things that can help block the thyroid. Secondly, I would put a castor oil pack, just a small washcloth soaked in castor oil, over your entire front of your neck for an hour every day.
Mm-hmm. And
one
of
hour
course,
every day.
Mm-hmm. And third, I would do autogenic training twice every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I still have that of yours. I do that every now and then, but I haven't in a while.
Okay, now twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Christina,
twice a day, okay.
One more thing. I want to make sure I mention this before we let you go, is the other thing is from the workshop, have you heard of us talking about the general immune support supplements?
Yes, but I haven't done anything. Actually, I haven't. I admit that in the last couple of years, I have not done very much of anything.
Let's touch base.
Except for,
you know, have you ever heard of Pooh? You remember the book by Pooh?
Yes.
Well, let us talk of many things, said the walrus. Hmm. And the many things, start taking care of yourself.
Yes, please.
Exactly. It's been getting better for sure. But for right now, I'll do those three things you had recommended, Dr. Shealy. How about with the oil? Should I do any of those?
The only oil that would be particularly good for your situation would be crystal to release free radicals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Have
thank
a good
everybody.
One.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And John, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Soren, your input, if you would, on the masks and COVID-19 in particular.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Mentioned the jackpot. That's it. That's all I can say. Okay, so masks. All right, so the...
I don't own one, John.
Yeah, I don't either, but I noticed today there's been, I'm going to put it in the way that I believe it, a new propaganda that's now being spread. Two new studies, they're only talking about the Oxford study that is saying, and they're being, they're choosing their words cautiously, I think, mm-hmm. but they're saying 65% effective in reducing infections. And you go, okay, well, infections of what?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
John, I don't call it BS because it's an insult to the bull.
Exactly. John, we are happy to offer a service of a focused visit with a general immune optimization for everyone, and if you qualify, of course, a mask exemption medically. And both Dr. Norm Shealy and myself are happy to do that, and let me say, most people, everyone we've seen so far qualifies.
In order to get that, I'm going to start measuring their oxygen, putting a mask on them for 10 minutes, remeasuring their oxygen, and proving that a mask is harmful for them.
That's actually, and then John, if you want to look, I'm off social media entirely, but there used to be a lot of things there that basically illustrate very clearly that the oxygenation does drop from 19.5 or something percent or so that is needed for normal regular breathing for most healthy people, and with a mask it drops below that. So that's an OSHA violation. As well.
Uh-huh.
So, the other thing I say to people is, you know, and again, I don't even argue with people anymore because I've been told that I'm in, you know, all kinds of names by high school dropouts, and I'm, how many years in medicine do I have? Anyway, it's just a moot topic. There's no use talking to people who don't want to listen. But the point is, the concept of wearing a mask is that. You're doing something absolutely nonsensical if you do, but if you want to do it for a different reason. The other thing is the people who do that unnecessarily are killing brain cells, of course, little at a time, but, oxygen deprivation is not a good thing. And last but not least, as far as the concept of protection of the mask, it's actually you're incubating stuff in that mask and you're breathing that thing all day long. So, I mean, how is that for a concept?
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix stupidity.
But,
no, it seems to be, yes, I've seen that in the past.
At the same time, arguing with people who are already made up their mind, especially at this point in time, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not wasting my energy. Chris.
One of the things I'm thinking about is they're starting to mandate in different places where you're forced to basically wear a mask. So my thought is on that is like a bandana. You know, it doesn't really offer a lot of breathing restrictions on it, but at least you comply.
Or actually, mm-hmm. you know, the other thing I'm personally debating, if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to get one of those Darth Vader masks just to illustrate the point. And just, if I'm going to wear a face covering, at least I'm going to look cool, you know. Let's put it that way.
I was going to get a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Get the bandana going.
Yes, yes.
Walk
yes.
into the bank and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Ask for money. Lots of money.
They
gotta
check you, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, John. You were saying here.
No, I was going to say that they've got to accept you in the bank with a mask on, don't they?
Yeah.
Before that,
yes.
It was...
Yes, I've seen several comments about that.
How about a ski mask, then?
Yes. It's a covering, right? It's a face covering.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, folks.
Hey, thanks for the question. Great one, John. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
And 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, so we're going to talk about nonsense. Let's talk about some things that do make sense. If you want to improve your immune system, if you want to improve your health, come on in for a quick focused visit, unless you have other specific questions. And we can talk about lifestyle, general health, big quick supplements. If you're interested, of course, we're happy to give a medical exemption for a mask. And like I said, I haven't met anybody who hasn't qualified yet. Now, it's possible, of course, but, you know... And in general, talking about health and wellness and all kinds of things, and of course, optimizing and maximizing the immune system. And that's as a good preventive measure is, for example, intravenous vitamin C, intravenous ozone. There's also nasal ozone that doesn't involve veins. And there is the laser detox to clear the system. And Chris is an operator on that. Wonderful modality. Does take 3 hours, but that works very well. So we have a number of things, but the focus should be on health, not on the mask.
And the focus is on thinking straight.
And yes.
Your best defense for prevention of the COVID-19 is improving your immune system.
That's it.
Yep.
Kathy, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I spoke with you last week, and you suggested HOCl.
Yes. HOCl, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you said it could be used internally. That's
No, I didn't say it.
Okay, let me clarify, Kathy. It is not suggested by the company specifically that it's be used internally, but... just off the books or off the off the record, so to speak, people have used that without any harm or difficulty, and with some individual stated help with certain conditions. Again, not recommending this as a medical doctor per se, but it can it can be used. But it's a dilution, it's a diluted amount when that took place. Now, but are we saying to use that internally? No, that's not what we're saying. But it's safe.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it was like
1 to 5 dilution. This is what I was told. Yes.
But you also, the fact that we say you can use it on your mouth doesn't mean you drink it necessarily.
And again, that's not a direct medical recommendation, right? Exactly. Yeah. But it's a great product, and we've seen so many good things, and it is safe. It is safe even if you do so. The other thing is we've seen it. They're doing amazing things with wound healing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And you can actually pour it directly on a wound. That proves how safe it is.
All kinds of rashes. I recently had a couple of bug bites after the weekend at the lake, and that really took care of it real fast. So, great stuff.
And I had asked about nail fungus, and you said it would be good for that.
Yes.
Worth considering, yes.
But that you got to put it on a minimum of once a day, and it could take 3 to 6 months.
Well, and the more frequent application can be more helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Time for a couple of more questions for Open Line Thursday.
Last but not least, I do want to mention about the stress and other factors. And the stress is what we are basically best at, managing stress for over 5 decades. And stress is behind, 85 to 90% of all the bad things out there, physical, mental, emotional. And... one thing that you can do immediately to limit stress, other than, of course, coming in to see us for a personalized stress assessment and management, is stop watching the news. Turn off the TV, turn off the Facebook, turn off social media, and save your mental state, save yourself for something that's of more value. That's our impression.
I turned off my television almost 3 years ago, and my plan is never to turn it on again.
Yeah, unless, of course, the person is interested in the repetitive stress-induced all kinds of...
brainwashing.
Yes. And if you already know what's going to happen when you turn it on or when you go somewhere, then what's the point of going there?
I do listen to the news twice a day, coming to and from the clinic. Mm-hmm. That gives me 15 minutes maybe of actually listening to the news twice a day. I figure something really is important, I'm not going to miss it. That's enough.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's also a concept of, and this is our life philosophy, If you're feeling happy and satisfied and life is good, great, stay with it. That's how, you know, that's fantastic. If it's not, or if there's any question or concern, then the question is, can you do something about it? Do you have capacity, power, interest, and desire to do that thing and get it done in the present moment, which is the only real time available, present moment, not in the past, not in the future. And if you do, go ahead and make it better. But once you're done, let go. Detach. And if you cannot do anything about it, or it's going to take too much energy, or it's not practical, guess what? Let go and detach.
And I want to mention again that, in my opinion, a consultation with Chris is better than that with 99%+ of all psychologists and psychiatrists.
Oh, I just basically had I was just talking on behalf of my client with a counselor, so to speak. It was an interesting conversation where I'm advising the counselor all the amazing things that we've accomplished with a client in less than a week. It's called an intensive, and he's making tremendous process. You know, he has tremendous insights, and the counselor keeps going, well, but what if the bad things come back again? And you know, keeps going in this negative loop and route, and almost made my client cry. I mean, again, you know, and so I just got on the phone. I just said, no, enough of that nonsense. You know, what do you want? What do you want to accomplish? Do you want all the problems? Do you want all the issues to come back? Then keep on going. You got to reframe. You got to rephrase. You got to start a new life.
And I suggested to the gentleman, not to the counselor, to the patient, that he fire the counselor.
100%. Yeah.
Well, counselor wants you to keep coming back, so they keep making money off you.
Well, halitosis is better, no breath at all, but being spit on is no good.
Well, yep. Exactly. You know, you don't have to be a punching bag. I mean, that's not what you came into this world to do, you know. I mean, and it's not a fun thing anyway. So if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't make any sense, common sense. How's that?
The uncommon commodity.
Very.
Okay, folks, the time has come, the walrus said, to talk about reality. And reality is every moment of every day. Thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change in body, mind, emotions, companions, hopes, despair. Thinking is what gets you where you need to go. So focus your thinking on thinking the outcome, the positive outcome, instead of the negative possibility.
Go where you want to go. Point the driver's wheel to the direction where you want to be heading.
And don't play broken records.
Exactly.
A broken record is playing the same old nonsense over and over again. So the important thing is sleep 7 or 8 hours every night. Every person who sleeps less than 7 hours is a danger to the world. They function at the level of slightly drunk. And there are more automobile accidents by people who sleep 6 hours or less than there are from drunkards, by far. Eat a minimum of 5 or more, preferably 8 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables. Move. People who sit all day have the same risk of dying of heart disease as someone who smokes 1 or 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And, of course, keep your weight, your body mass index, BMI, 18 to 24. Every point above that shortens your life. When you get to a body mass index of 30 or above, you have the same life expectancy as someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day. These are simple, common sense habits. Take care of yourself, because nobody can do it for you. We can tell you what to do, but we can't do it for you. We can't breathe for you. We can't move for you. We can't eat for you. We can't think for you. So think health. And until next week, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
Homeowners, have you been considering remodeling your current home or building a new one? Classic wood flooring is the most beautiful, economical, environmentally friendly, and easy to care for material you can choose. The installed cost per square foot is generally lower than it is for tile, stone, and other hard surfaces. Call Classic Wood Floors at 417-882-7666 or visit the showroom at 523 West Plainview Road.
Are you less than satisfied with the way your lawn looks right now? Are your expectations higher than the service you've been getting from your current provider? This may sound strange, but if we're not exceeding your expectations, we're not meeting ours. This is Larry Ryan at Ryan Lawn and Tree. Of course, you should expect more from pros like ours with college degrees in turf, forestry, and related fields. No one is more passionate about tackling your challenges and exceeding your expectations than our employee owner, Ryan Pros, in the Clean Red Trucks. During these extra challenging times, a more beautiful outdoor oasis can perhaps offer each of us some extra peace. A greener lawn and healthier trees and shrubs, a more efficient irrigation system, and controlling outdoor pests like moles and mosquitoes. Let us bring a little more peace to your life. No matter the challenge, our degreed Ryan Pros would love the opportunity to exceed your expectations.
Acting the disease, no other details are being released to protect the identity of the family. The Missouri Highway Patrol has issued an Amber Alert for two children from McDonald County. Investigators believe 4-year-old Samuel and 8-year-old Genesis Padron were taken by Hilda Menendez, a non-custodial parent. The three, along with Menendez's mother, Betty, are traveling in a red 2009 Ford Flex and may be headed to Mexico. And the 417 Tap House in downtown Springfield is closing temporarily after one of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. While it's closed, the bar will be deep cleaned and other employees will be tested. The owners say they expect the bar to be closed for at least a few days. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Hi, this is Trish with My Movers. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, let My Movers do the work for you. Give us a call for a free estimate. 882-6683. That's 882-6683. Or find our website at thepurplemovers.com. Now sit back, relax, and let My Movers be your movers, and turn up the radio.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Partly sunny. It'll be humid this afternoon. The high today at 88. Clouds and humid tonight. A shower and a thunderstorm. Low 70. Partly sunny. Humid day tomorrow. The high near 90. Clear and humid tomorrow evening. Low 73. More clouds than sun. It'll be humid Saturday. A shower or a thunderstorm for the afternoon. The high on Saturday near 89. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 82 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and Chris Griffith with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here, too, at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Bob, good afternoon.
Is this the internationally acclaimed author, doctor, the man, and the gentleman, Norman Shealy, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and your other gentleman, what's his name?
Chris Griffith, the medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Touching the lives of people all across the Midwest and around the world. We are so thankful to have you. This is your friend Bob Mundy, and I have two major questions for you. I'll make it quick. Number one, I have been ministering besides entertaining veterans in Branson and across America for 25 years, they are taking their lives by the dozens every week. And it's anxiety, it's panic attacks. They have given up. Is there a natural approach that you can get them started with?
The single greatest cure in the world is the Gamma PEMF device.
Fantastic. Let me help you get that message out.
It is
number two, the lies about the COVID-19. The two-part question, is the COVID-19, is it a virus or is it a bacteria?
I think the evidence suggests slightly more that it is a virus, but there's not a single fact that has been reported on this fake-ademic that is not disputed by someone.
And Bob, just a couple of thoughts. COVID-19 has been compared to a flu virus. They're both mRNA viruses. They both have an S spike. They got a lot of things in common, but it just happens to be the pandemic of the world, whereas the flu that has done so much damage is nothing of value to the media. But that's where I'm going to stop right there, unless you got any further questions.
It is. You can contain it or stop it with intravenous vitamin C or ozone. Is that a true statement?
Those things are highly effective for optimizing the immune system. And if you want to prevent, or if you want to, get your system in a place so that you'll get the virus and you'll be most likely asymptomatic if your immune system is in a good place, then that's a very good weekly or otherwise regimen.
But also, don't forget, at the top of the list is vitamin D3.
That's right. That's right.
Fantastic. One last quick thing, a bit of humor. I was standing in line at Cox Medical Center. I shouldn't have said that, but anyway, for 30 minutes in the sunshine, and it's almost like going into a maximum security penitentiary to get in, and I was hot, standing in at 100 degrees, and they said, "You're too warm. You're 100 degrees," and you know what? I went back to my car, I turned my air conditioner on, and I took an ice-cold sponge bath for 5 minutes, and the lowest temperature I got was 89.1.
Bob, there is something called common sense.
Our America is worth standing up, speaking up, and praying for. Thank you, brothers. Bye.
Thank you,
Amen.
Bob.
Amen.
And Raymond, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, first of all, let me apologize for asking questions that you've no doubt answered a dozen times, if at least. But I haven't been able to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
In a video interview Jeffrey Mishlov did with you back in March that I saw after I called a couple of months ago, you mentioned that there were three treatments or modalities or items on your website that on average will lengthen telomeres by 3.5% per year.
That is correct.
I noticed the telomere regeneration one and the Rejuvimatrix solar homeopathic mattress, but I couldn't find a third one.
The third one is the use of fire, earth, and crystal bliss.
Well, that's for the telomere regeneration system.
Well, that's right, but that's what it's all about. They all do the same thing. The Rejuvimatrix does the same thing. And
what's the third thing?
Using electricity to stimulate those same points.
But it's so much easier using the bliss oils.
It's a lot quicker to use the bliss oils than it is to use electricity.
Oh. So you're not really selling that third thing, the electricity.
That is correct.
That's something we can do in the office, but if you have the same effect with the bliss oils, you might as well.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. All right, my next question is, you also mentioned in that interview that you were working on a six-month clinical trial of 30 subjects.
Actually, we're working on 60 subjects, and that will be finished in October.
And how is it coming?
Well, it's coming fine, but we won't know the answer until October.
So stay tuned.
But if it works out the way the preliminary test did, presumably you'll be selling a kit.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But the key is, as with everything we do, we make sure that it has to be science-based and it has to be safe and effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're assuming that that's the case now, or you wouldn't be testing these people accordingly, right?
That is correct. We know this is safe. We know it. We hope it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, my third and last question is regards to gamma PEMF.
Yes.
I didn't have time to check the, remind myself, I should say, of the lowest two frequencies. One is the 0 to 40 hertz, and the next one is the next one up. Is that theta?
Well, no, actually, a little over zero to 3 is actually delta. That is relaxation. The next,
right.
Theta is next.
Wouldn't that also facilitate healing like crazy?
Yes.
Well, all of the frequencies can help healing, although alpha, theta, delta, and gamma are the best for healing.
And I'll just real quick here. When you really, there's sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. One is relaxation.
Right.
The other is stress. And in order to achieve healing, you have to be relaxed and at rest.
Exactly.
So the answer is yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I thought. So what I was wondering was why you're selling a PEMF device that focuses primarily on gamma waves.
Because people 90% of people with every known disease are deficient in gamma. Gamma is the most healing frequency for the brain and the body.
Now, but I do want to jump in, and you are very, I love the fact that you're catching all those details, you know, not mm-hmm. little details, but details. But the device has three modes. One is gamma.
Yes, I noticed.
Yeah, basically depending on what the effect that you'd like, but if you put it on a general mode, the scan mode, it will achieve pretty mm-hmm. much all of the above effects.
Yeah. It sweeps the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And then applies the frequency that's appropriate or combination of them?
No, it every 10 minutes it goes from 5.6, 5.83 to 56.81. That sweep every 10 minutes mm-hmm. is excellent for healing.
And it does create the effects that we talked about. It does create delta in the brain, which is another process, and it does create gamma. So but you can also focus on gamma itself, and you can focus on delta itself. So that's why we like that device.
Okay. The only concern I have is that I'm sneaking up on 78, and I'm in pretty seriously bad condition. I'm seeing evidence that my telomeres are shortening rapidly lately. So I'm thinking that. I'm wondering how that sort of should be used in conjunction with a telomere lengthening procedure of some kind.
I think the best thing is if you want to come in or telephone call, telephone consultation, we can go over your specific health history. But there is the telomere rejuvenation package is certainly something that to be discussed, general lifestyle, as well as the use of other modalities such as PEMF, because it all contributes. But I think an in-person discussion here would be a lot more specific for your questions. And you're asking really good questions here. Thank you.
Okay, well, I've just exhausted them, so thank you very much for your time and help.
Thanks for calling,
Oh, you bet.
Roman.
You
happy,
got it.
Happy
yeah.
to have you. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Christina, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. I know you probably don't remember me, but I was in one of the courses that Morris did.
Oh, great.
About the past life regression.
Yes, absolutely.
Years ago, and I had driven over from California. Anyway, I'm in Oregon now, but I have a health question. A few months ago, I was, actually a few weeks ago, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and I was wondering what I can do for my thyroid.
Well, the greatest thing I know for quieting that down would be several things. First of all, you eat a huge amount of broccoli. I would overdose on broccoli. It has some things that can help block the thyroid. Secondly, I would put a castor oil pack, just a small washcloth soaked in castor oil, over your entire front of your neck for an hour every day.
Mm-hmm. And
one
of course,
hour every day.
And mm-hmm. third, I would do autogenic training twice every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I still have that of yours. I do that every now and then, but I haven't in a while.
Okay, now twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Christina,
twice a day. Okay.
One more thing. I want to make sure I mention this before you, before we let you go, is the other thing is from the workshop, have we or have you heard of us talking about the general immune support supplements?
Yes, but I haven't done anything. Actually, I haven't. I admit that in the last couple of years, I have not done very much of anything.
Let's touch base.
Except for,
you know, have you ever heard of Pooh? You remember the book by Pooh?
Yes.
Well, let us talk of many things, said the walrus. Hmm. And the many things, start taking care of yourself.
Yes,
exactly.
Please.
It's been getting better for sure. But for right now, I'll do those three things you had recommended, Dr. Shealy. How about with the oils? Should I do any of those?
The only oil that would be particularly good for your situation would be crystal to release free radicals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Everybody. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And John, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Soren, your input, if you would, on the masks and COVID-19 in particular.
thank you, John. Mentioned the jackpot. That's it. That's all I can say. Okay, so masks. All right, so the...
I don't own one, John.
Yeah, I don't either, but I noticed today there's been, I'm going to put it in the way that I believe it, new propaganda that's now being spread. Two new studies, they're only talking about the Oxford study that is saying, and they're being, they're choosing their words cautiously, I think, mm-hmm. but they're saying 65% effective in reducing infections. And you go, okay, well, infections of what?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
John, I don't call it BS because it's an insult to the bull.
Exactly. John, we are happy to offer a service of a focused visit with a general immune optimization for everyone, and if you qualify, of course, a mask exemption medically. And both Dr. Norm Shealy and myself are happy to do that, and let me say, most people, everyone we've seen so far qualifies.
In order to get that, I'm going to start measuring their oxygen, putting a mask on them for 10 minutes, remeasuring their oxygen, and proving that a mask is harmful for them.
That's actually, and then John, if you want to look, I'm off social media entirely, but there used to be a lot of things there that basically illustrate very clearly that the oxygenation does drop from 19.5 or something percent or so that is needed for normal regular breathing for normal most healthy people, and with a mask it drops below that. So that's an OSHA violation as well. The other thing I say to people is, you know, and again, I don't even argue with people anymore because I've been told that I'm in, you know, all kinds of names by high school dropouts, and I'm how many years in medicine do I have? Anyway, it's just a moot topic. There's no use talking to people who don't want to listen. But the point is the concept of wearing a mask is that you're doing something absolutely nonsensical if you do, if you want to do it for a different reason. The other thing is the people who do that unnecessarily are killing brain cells, of course, little at a time, but, oxygen deprivation is not a good thing. And last but not least, as far as the concept of protection of the mask, it's actually you're incubating stuff in that mask and you're breathing that thing all day long. So, I mean, how is that for a concept?
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix stupidity.
But,
no, it seems to be, yes, I've seen that in the past.
At the same time, arguing with people who are already made up their mind, especially at this point in time, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not wasting my energy. Chris.
One of the things I'm thinking about is they're starting to mandate in different places where you're forced to basically wear a mask. So my thought is on that is like a bandana. You know, it doesn't really offer a lot of breathing restrictions on it, but at least you comply.
Or actually, mm-hmm. you know, the other thing I'm personally debating, if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to get one of those Darth Vader masks just to illustrate the point. And just, if I'm going to wear a face covering, at least I'm going to look cool, you know. Let's put it that
Certainly.
Way.
I was going to get a cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat? Oh, that's right. That's right, yes.
Get the bandana going.
Yes, yes.
Walk into the bank and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Ask for money. Lots of money.
They
right.
You don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, John. You were saying here.
No, I was going to say that they've got to accept you in the bank with a mask on, don't they?
Yeah.
Before that, yes. There was
yes, I've seen several comments about that.
How about a ski mask then?
Yes. It's a covering, right? It's a face covering.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, folks.
Hey, thanks for the question. Great one, John. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
And 862-9977, 800-375-0056.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, so we're going to talk about nonsense. Let's talk about some things that do make sense. If you want to improve your immune system, if you want to improve your health, come on in for a quick focused visit, unless you have other specific questions. And we can talk about lifestyle, general health, big quick supplements. If you're interested, of course, we're happy to give a medical exemption for a mask. And like I said, I haven't met anybody who hasn't qualified yet. Now, it's possible, of course, but, you know, in general, talking about health and wellness and all kinds of things, and of course, optimizing and maximizing the immune system. And that's as a good preventive measure is, for example, intravenous vitamin C, intravenous ozone. There's also nasal ozone that doesn't involve veins. And there is the laser detox to clear the system. And Chris is an operator on that. Wonderful modality. Does take 3 hours, but that works very well. So we have a number of things, but the focus should be on health, not on the mask.
And the focus is on thinking straight.
And yes.
Your best defense for prevention of the COVID-19 is improving your immune system.
That's it.
Yep.
Kathy, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I spoke with you last week. And you suggested HOCl.
Yes. HOCl, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you said it could be used internally. That's
Okay, let me clarify, Kathy. It is not suggested by the company specifically that it's be used internally, but just off the books or off the, you know, off the record, so to speak. People have used that, you know, without any harm or difficulty, and with some. Individual stated help with certain conditions. Again, not recommending this as a medical doctor per se, but it can, you know, it can be used. But it's a dilution, it's a diluted amount when that took place. But are we saying to use that internally? No, that's not what we're saying. But it's safe.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it was like
1 to 5 dilution, this is what I was told, yes.
But you also, the fact that we say you can use it on your mouth doesn't mean you drink it necessarily.
And again, that's not a direct medical recommendation, right? Exactly, yeah. But it's a great product, and we've seen so many good things, and it is safe. It is safe even if you do so. The other thing is we've seen it, doing amazing things with wound healing.
You can actually pour it directly on a wound. That proves how safe it is.
All kinds of rashes. I recently had a couple of bug bites after the weekend at the lake, and that really took care of it real fast. So, great stuff.
And I had asked about nail fungus, and you said it would be good for that.
Yes.
Worth considering, yes.
But that you gotta put it on a minimum of once a day, and it could take 3 to 6 months.
Well, and the more frequent application can be more helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Time for a couple of more questions for Open Line Thursday.
Last but not least, I do want to mention about the stress and other factors. And the stress is what we are basically best at, managing stress for over 5 decades. And stress is behind, 85 to 90% of all the bad things out there, physical, mental, emotional. And one thing that you can do immediately to limit stress, other than, of course, coming in to see us for a personalized stress assessment and management, is stop watching the news. Turn off the TV, turn off the Facebook, turn off social media, and save your mental state, save yourself for something that's of more value. That's our impression.
I turned off my television almost 3 years ago, and my plan is never to turn it on again.
Yeah, unless, of course, the person is interested in the repetitive stress-induced all kinds of...
Brainwashing.
Yes, And if you already know what's going to happen when you turn it on or when you go somewhere, then what's the point of going there?
I do listen to the news twice a day, coming to and from the clinic. Mm-hmm. That gives me 15 minutes, maybe, of actually listening to the news twice a day. I figure something really is important, I'm not going to miss it. That's enough.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's also a concept of, and this is our life philosophy, if you're feeling happy and satisfied and life is good, great, stay with it. That's how, you know, that's fantastic. If it's not, or if there's any question or concern, then the question is, can you do something about it? Do you have capacity, power, interest, and desire to do that thing and get it done in the present moment, which is the only real time available, present moment, not in the past, not in the future. And if you do, go ahead and make it better. But once you're done, let go, detach. And if you cannot do anything about it, or it's going to take too much energy, or it's not practical, guess what? Let go and detach.
And I want to mention again that, in my opinion, a consultation with Chris is better than that with 99%+ of all psychologists and psychiatrists.
Oh, I just basically had I was just talking on behalf of my client with a counselor, so to speak, it was an interesting conversation where I'm advising the counselor all the amazing things that we've accomplished with a client in less than a week. It's called an intensive, and he's making tremendous progress, you know, he has tremendous insights, and the counselor keeps going, well, but what if the bad things come back again? And, you know, keeps going in this negative loop and route, and almost made my client cry. I mean, again, you know. And so I just got on the phone. I just said, no, enough of that nonsense, you know. What do you want? What do you want to accomplish? Do you want all the problems? Do you want all the issues to come back? Then keep on going. You got to reframe. You got to rephrase. You got to start a new life.
And I suggested to the gentleman, not to the counselor, to the patient,
yeah,
that he fire the counselor.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, counselor wants you to keep coming back, so they keep making money off you.
Well, halitosis is better, no breath at all, but being spit on is no good.
Well, yep. Exactly. You know, you don't have to be a punching bag. I mean, that's not what you came into this world to do, you know. I mean, and it's not a fun thing anyway. So if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't make any sense, common sense. How's that?
The uncommon commodity.
Very.
Okay, folks, the time has come, the walrus said, to talk about reality. And reality is every moment of every day. Thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change. Embody, mind, emotions, companions, hopes, despair. Thinking is what gets you where you need to go. So focus your thinking on thinking the outcome, the positive outcome, instead of the negative possibility.
Go where you want to go. Point the driver's wheel to the direction where you want to be heading.
And don't play broken records.
Exactly.
A broken record is playing the same old nonsense over and over again. So the important thing is sleep 7 or 8 hours every night. Every person who sleeps less than 7 hours is a danger to the world. They function at the level of slightly drunk. And there are more automobile accidents by people who sleep 6 hours or less than there are from drunkards,
mm-hmm,
by far. Eat a minimum of 5 or more, preferably 8 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables. Move. People who sit all day have the same risk of dying of heart disease as someone who smokes 1 or 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And, of course, keep your weight, your body mass index, BMI, 18 to 24. Every point above that shortens your life. When you get to a body mass index of 30 or above, you have the same life expectancy of someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
These are simple, common sense habits. Take care of yourself, because nobody can do it for you. We can tell you what to do, but we can't do it for you. We can't breathe for you. We can't move for you. We can't eat for you. We can't think for you. So think health. And until next week, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms.
Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
Homeowners, have you been considering remodeling your current home or building a new one? Classic wood flooring is the most beautiful, economical, environmentally friendly, and easy to care for material you can choose. The installed cost per square foot is generally lower than it is for tile, stone, and other hard surfaces. Call Classic Wood Floors at 417-882-7666 or visit the showroom at 523 West Plainview Road.
Classic Wood Floors.
Are you less than satisfied with the way your lawn looks right now? Are your expectations higher than the service you've been getting from your current provider? This may sound strange, but if we're not exceeding your expectations, we're not meeting ours. This is Larry Ryan at Ryan Lawn and Tree. Of course, you should expect more from pros like ours with college degrees in turf, forestry, and related fields. No one is more passionate about tackling your challenges and exceeding your expectations than our employee owner, Ryan Pros in the Clean Red Trucks. During these extra challenging times, a more beautiful outdoor oasis can perhaps offer each of us some extra peace. A greener lawn and healthier trees and shrubs, a more efficient irrigation system, and controlling outdoor pests like moles and mosquitoes. Let us bring a little more peace to your life. No matter the challenge, our degreed Ryan Pros would love the opportunity to exceed your expectations.